discussing this because the federal government's promising to introduce a mandatory repairs code, which would give more repairers access to data and software information. Jeff Gwillim's Chief Executive Officer, Victorian Automobile Chamber of Commerce. Jeff Gwillim, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, how does it work now? If I want my, Audi serviced.
Yeah, okay. Look, we've had a situation here for a long time where the manufacturers really provide most of the new data for vehicles through to dealerships, and we don't have a criticism of dealerships. But we do have a problem where manufacturers do not supply repair information to the broader market, right down to independent repairers. We've had a voluntary code in place with the manufacturers from 2014, failed miserably, and we're urging and pushing the government hard to have a mandated code in place so that manufacturers have to provide information to the 1.1 million new vehicles that are sold here every year.
So how would that help me as a motorist?
Well, it's about choice, Neil. It's about a consumer just having a choice about where they take their car to get repaired. And, you know, what happens at the moment if a consumer takes their car to the local mechanic, they're going to repair that car to the best of ability. But if they need to, it could be updating a very simple code in that vehicle. They may have to get that vehicle freighted to a dealership to put a code in, which is a cost to the consumer and a cost of time. What we're arguing is that there's a whole lot of data that should be made available to the market so that the consumer can use Bob around the corner, or they can take it to the dealership. It's the same information in the market.
Would that affect warranty, though? Well, how does the warranty work? And if I buy a car, don't I need to have that repaired or serviced by an authorised dealer, or I lose the warranty?
No, that's been a myth, Neil, for many, many years, You need to have a vehicle serviced in accordance with the manufacturer's specifications, which is generally the service handbook and the specifications of that handbook. So as long as you make sure you're abiding by the manufacturer's specifications in servicing a vehicle, you can take it wherever you like. Our issue is we want people to take their vehicle to their choice of repairer, whether that's an independent mechanic or a dealership. We certainly don't support any backyard activities whatsoever. And at the moment, they don't have that choice in the way we'd like them to. The manufacturers around the world have been forced to provide access to repair information, Europe, UK, North America. And for some reason in Australia, the government have hesitated to provide what I would call a code with teeth. And we've been left with a pretty lame code. Okay. The government are trying to have a mandated code, but we need it to be tougher.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeff Gwillim.